Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's just a name that's fun to say, Hanako. It's just a fun name to say. Hanako Greensmith is with us here on the National Defense. She's in Chicago Fire, stars as Violet McCamey on the NBC drama, brand new episodes this week starting on Wednesday. And it is great to have you on the program, Hanako. Hey, first of all, what a cool name.
Thank you so much, Randy. Yeah, my parents picked it.
Yeah. What does it have a meaning? What does it mean?
It does. It means flower child in Japanese.
Really?
But there's another meaning to it that kind of, I think, showcases my parents. But apparently, hana in Japanese means flower, and ko means child. But hana also means nose. And apparently, in my ultrasound, I had a really big nose. My parents were like, let's name her nose child. That would be hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce nose child.
You know, that's right. And that's me.
That's right. Hey, so how about Chicago Fire? What a huge hit this is. I didn't realize it had been on this many seasons. Is it season 9 now?
Oh, babe, it's 12 now.
Oh.
We've been going on for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And this is great. Our audience loves it, of course, because our audience is basically comprised of active duty military veterans and their families. So they know all about heroes. And I mean,
right.
they love watching this kind of stuff. I bet you do get a lot of veterans that weigh in, huh?
Honestly, I don't mean a lot day to day, but of course we support all of our first responders and therefore all of our veterans and active duty service people.
Yeah. And you know, it's just such a great job that you do on the program, and it's really important to get it right, isn't it? Because I know that we've had a lot of people on the show that have been a part of first responder TV and movies, and man, I'll tell you, when you get it wrong, they let you know.
Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely do. But luckily, we have on-set folks who are keeping an eye out to make sure that things are looking realistic. And so I think they keep things in check, more or less.
Yeah, so it's a pretty physical role that you have, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not one where we're sitting behind a computer for most of the day.
Right, right. And is this something that I know you do yoga. There was a whole series. Are you doing yoga on the set of?
I promise. So funny. Everyone was saying I was doing yoga, and I truly was not trying to do yoga. I had just been crouching for so long that I was just trying to like get my back to crack and like go back to normal, essentially.
Really?
Yeah, but sure. You know what? It looks like an up dog. We'll say it's yoga.
That's right. That's right. An up dog. Oh, that's pretty good. What do you do to work out and stay fit?
I like to do various things. I've been getting a lot into like spinning over the past few years. I've been getting into kickboxing. I do a lot of weight training. Yeah. As you said, it's a very physical job, and the firefighters definitely have it harder by having to wear such heavy gear. But as a paramedic, just lifting the stretcher with people on it over and over again for a take does require strength. So I've made it a priority to make sure I'm strong enough to do it.
We're talking to Hanako Greensmith here on the National Defense, and the news episodes of Chicago Fire come back this week. And have you gotten to visit with some actual firemen and firefighters to talk to them about the show? They got to be huge fans.
Well, you know, not everybody's, you know, just because we're playing firefighter doesn't mean they love that every time. But I definitely have met some people, some wonderful fans through firehouses here in Chicago and beyond. And I've definitely had so many wonderful opportunities to meet a lot of these firefighters. We went to IFSI, which is the Illinois Fire Service Institute in Champaign, Illinois. And it was just learning how to be in fire and in bunker gear with a bunch of these volunteer firefighters. And it was so great meeting all of these kids, all of these people, and meeting fans, but also just having such a huge respect for what they do and what they're training in.
Oh, that's cool. You know, it's a lot different also when you're a firefighter in a town like Chicago rather than where I live, just outside of Kansas City. And it's a small town fire department, and you know all the firefighters there, and there's a lot of time that they just spend just kind of sitting around.
Totally. You know, I know what you mean. But, you know, volunteer firefighters, they're very necessary and needed, and the numbers are kind of low. So we're trying to get excited about it and put themselves through challenging situations if that moment is to ever arise.
Yeah. You know, and that's the point, right? I mean, because, And that's what they've told me before, too, is we like it when you don't know about us, because when you have to know about us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. When you have to know about us, that's a bad time to meet. So
true.
It's fun, though. They've got a regular event here where they play softball against the cops, and they call it Guns and Hoses. And it's a regular kind of a fundraising thing for them. It's a kind of a cool deal.
I love that. Guns and Hoses. That's wonderful.
You guys might want to incorporate that in the show.
That's definitely an idea. If the writers are listening, here's an idea. Guns and Hoses.
So now you've also been on Bull and FBI, right?
I have. Very briefly. Very briefly.
Yeah. Bull was a great series. I don't know if that's still on or not, but that was a great series when it was on there.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, do you go out?
I had a great time.
And audition for a lot of stuff now, or are you just kind of set on Chicago Fire?
It's definitely a huge commitment working on Chicago Fire because it's about 9 months of the year for 22 episodes.
Oh, so wow. Wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty booked up for most of the year. But sometimes if you're able to, you know, if you have the energy to and you're willing to, you can find something that fits in that like 2 month pocket we have on our hiatus before we come back for the new season.
Wow.
So like Eamon Walker did an amazing play in Chicago, who plays Bowden. He did a play a few years back. And so we have a lot of actors who every now and again will kind of bop into projects over the summer. But I think primarily the majority of us are normally so exhausted by the end of the season that most people just like want to be with their family and they want to relax for a little bit before we start up the new seasons.
I had no idea. 9 months.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. Yeah, our crew and cast, everyone is exhausted by the end of the season.
just like regular firefighters.
Yeah, except, you know, we actually get a break and poor firefighters
That's true.
Don't.
That's true. Well, you do a great job. What a great show, Chicago Fire. Brand new episodes starting this Wednesday. Hanako, thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, Randy. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.